USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. On Wednesday's Sean Hannity show, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said that if the State Department had begun the evacuation of Afghanistan when the military came up with plans to do so back in April, we would have had time to get all Americans out, but they wouldn't do it.
So we had time to get all Americans out, and green card holders, and their families, and the vast majority of the approved and vetted special immigrant visa holders well before August. And they wouldn't do it because they didn't want Joe Biden's decision to look like the catastrophe that it became clear to the world in August.
The summer increase in hospitalizations among children with COVID-19 has rapidly reversed right around the start of the school year. Children have consistently been among the least likely to fall seriously ill of COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz on Thursday issued a report on the FBI's applications to surveil American citizens, finding widespread failure that raises serious questions. The IG reviewed about 7,000 applications for FISA warrants, the same used to surveil former Trump campaign aide Carter Page in 2016, and found the agency failed to follow a key rule, the Woods procedures in the program. In late 2019, Horowitz discovered 17 significant errors and omissions in the FISA surveillance application targeting Page. Tear gas and water cannon were deployed by police in Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, after thousands of demonstrators upset over mandatory COVID-19 passes tried to block a major highway and were accused of assaulting the media. The Slovenian government made COVID-19 passes mandatory for almost all shops, and Wednesday saw the third major protest against the restrictions. This is USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More vaccine mandate pushback, this time from Florida. More from USA's Lance Pry.
A Republican congressman from Florida is speaking out against the vaccine mandate being forced on Americans, some say is unconstitutional. Representative Michael Waltz on Fox News.
This administration is not supporting those brave men and women who are waking up every day to keep our communities and keep our borders safe. They're putting the burden on them rather than on their policies to disincentivize these thousands of migrants, many of which have COVID.
The wife of a Del Rio, Texas Border Patrol officer talks about the vaccine mandate.
Ever since the mandate was starting to get talked about, I was just furious because I felt the same way. I was like, you know, how can they allow all these people to come in testing positive and nobody even thinks twice about it?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FBI has confirmed that it's investigating an alleged assault on a female U.S. military service member at a facility in New Mexico that houses Afghan refugees. In an emailed statement to the Epoch Times, the agency said its El Paso office is investigating the incident after receiving a referral from officials at Fort Bliss, Texas. The alleged assault took place at a camp on the New Mexico side of the Fort Bliss facility, known as the Doña Ana Complex, which is being used to house Afghan evacuees. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.